Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Israel continues to fire missiles into Lebanon as a death toll rises to nearly 600. While there are fears internationally that the conflict between Hezbollah and Israel will trigger a major escalation. A missile fired by Hezbollah was shot down by Israel earlier today, with Hezbollah saying it targeted the Mossad agency HQ near Tel Aviv. Humanitarian agencies said today that the Lebanese people risk to face the same fate as Gaza civilians, with 90,000 people fleeing their homes. I'm joined now by Julie Meegan, head of Asia, Middle East and Europe for Christian Aid. Julie, you're very welcome to the programme. And as we heard the latest report saying, at least 51 people or so have been killed and 223 wounded in Israeli strikes on Lebanon today. That's according to the country's health minister. It's increasingly dangerous for civilians there.
Absolutely. We are hearing from people on the ground that they are living in absolute terror. The fear, the anxiety, the panic, just the uncertainty. You know, 90,000 people to have fled in the last couple of days is enormous. 200,000 internally displaced people since in the last year. That is a lot of people to be on the move, and they need absolutely everything. They need food, water, shelter, sanitation, of course. And as the airstrikes continue, of course, they affect civilian infrastructure. They affect schools, water, healthcare systems. Mm-hmm. And so we're really hearing that people are feeling really terrified on the ground.
So when we say 90,000 people have fled their homes since Monday, it's a huge amount of people, as you say. Are they fleeing from the south of Lebanon up towards Beirut or the north of the country? Where are they fleeing to?
They're fleeing to wherever they think might be more safe than where they currently are. So it's not just going all the way to the north. It's about a 17-hour drive. And of course, there's huge congestion on that route. So people are fleeing to wherever they possibly can get to. So there are different concentrations of people around in the Baqa, further north, where there's been bombing in Baalbek. People are fleeing to specific centres there. And of course, all the schools are closed in Lebanon, and the Ministry of Education is opening up schools as shelters, as is the UN Relief and Works Agency, converting their schools into shelters for displaced people. So we're really seeing enormous parallels with Gaza, you know, repeated displacement of people, schools being used as shelters, whole families being killed in airstrikes. And of course, the statements that weapons are being targeted inside people's homes. So it's really very, very similar patterns to what we've been seeing in Gaza. So people's fears that what's happening in Gaza is now happening to them. And don't forget that Gaza continues to be bombed relentlessly at the same time as this bombing is happening in Lebanon. So people's fears are very reasonable that they are actually experiencing and that Lebanon is going to turn into a new Gaza.
And it could get worse because we're reading reports of the Israeli army chief Herzi Halevi saying that the latest strikes on Lebanon are to prepare for the possible entry of troops or a possible ground invasion. You're calling for a ceasefire, as are all other agencies and certainly governments in the West. But the likelihood is that there is going to be a greater need to alleviate this humanitarian crisis before it gets any better.
That's absolutely right. There's actually a coalition of Irish aid agencies that are already responding in both Gaza and Lebanon. So if your listeners want to get support to people there, they can give to the irishemergencyalliance.org, and those agencies will be able to get humanitarian relief to the people who need it the most. And this is food. It's non-food items like blankets and mattresses. But also we partner with the Lebanese Red Cross, who are doing life-saving relief right on the front line, you know, down near the blue line that demarcates Israel and Lebanon and the Israeli-occupied Golan. And they are there bringing blood banks and carrying out blood transfusions, transporting the injured and bodies. This is real World War I, World War II stuff, you know. You're really seeing frontline response needed there. And we're also getting reports of ambulances being attacked from the air as well. So, you know, and that's obviously a war crime under international law. So we also, at the same time as providing the humanitarian response, we also call for all parties to uphold international law to ensure that states, you know, hold Israel to account for its violations of international law and take measures beyond condemnation to make the violence stop.
Okay, Julie Meagan, Head of Asia, Middle East and Europe for Christian Aid. Thank you very much indeed.